我们感谢神，我们读以赛亚书到了42章的时候。
We thank God as we reach Isaiah chapter 42.
我们实在是看见神在他跟以色列的百姓说话的里面，是给人看到一个很大的转机。
Indeed, we're able to see God shows us a very great turning point as He speaks to the Israelites here.
这个转机乃是神的儿子显出来，成了。
And this turning point is the fact that the Son of God is manifested and is the servant of God.
那这一位做神仆人的神的儿子，他把神所要做的做成在这个地上。
And this servant of God, who is the Son of God, accomplishes all God's desire on earth.
把远离神的人带回神的面前。
To bring those who are far away from God back into the presence of God. 当人在以赛亚
说话的时候，那是远离神的人，是单指着犹大。
Of course, during the time when Isaiah spoke, it was immediately toward the audience of Judah.
但是我们很清楚地看见。
But very clearly we see.
这一位神的仆人显出来的时候，他做工的对象就不单单是犹大。
The servant of God, when he has manifested, his audience is not only Judah.
而是包括全地。
But it includes the whole land.
因为在这一个地方给我们所看见的。
Because here in this area we see.
乃是神那个救赎的旨意，借着他的儿子来做成在这个地。
That is through the will of redemption of God, it is accomplished by His Son in earth.
他不单是做犹大，或者说以色列转回神面前的那一个原因。
Not only is He the reason for the turning point of Judah or Israel,
他也做外邦人的光。
But He is also the light to the Gentiles.
把全地上照着神的形象所照的人，都有条件，有机会。来转回到神的面前。
So all those on earth who are created according to the image of God would be able to have the chance to return back to God.
我们今天晚上从第十节继续接下去。
Now we'll continue on with verse 10.
那从第十节一开始，弟兄姊妹，你就看到在那里有一个呼召。
Starting from verse 10, there, brothers and sisters, you see there's this calling.
呼召什么呢？
What is this calling for?
呼召全地的人在那里向神感谢赞美发出欢呼。
Here it is a calling for the whole earth to sing and shout praises and worship to God and sing unto him.
那弟兄姊妹你留意第十节一开始就说航海的和海中所有的。
Here pay attention at the beginning of verse 10 it says, ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein.
海岛和其上的居民。
The isles and the inhabitants thereof.
这样的一个呼召就把整个地全都包括在里头了。
Thus this calling includes the whole earth.
呼召他们干什么呢?
What is this calling for them to do?
他是当唱耶和华唱新歌。
It says here, sing unto the Lord a new song.
这个歌啊要从地级赞美开始。
And this, his praise, starts from the end of the earth.
一直到全地都满了这一个赞美。
That the whole land would be full of this praise.
这个就是神的仆人显出来的那个结果。
This is the result of the servant of God being manifested.
那是这个点我们只是轻轻就带过。
We'll just lightly go through this point.
但是我愿意让弟兄姊妹看见这个说话的对象是包括了全地。
But I want brothers and sisters to realize the audience that is speaking to is the whole land.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
第十一节那里就说到基达人居住的村庄。
Verse 11 there, it says the villages that Kedar does inhabit.
接着上文那是旷野。
According to the text before, that refers to the wilderness.
接下去说的那个希拉的居民，那是山地。
And then when it says the cities thereof, that is then speaking of the inhabitants of the hills, the mountain.
因为从下文你也看到这一个地理。
And that is from even the text later, you can see this area.
那是整个的来说。
So as a whole then,
海和海上的。
Now those in the sea and those therein.
在旷野。 和高山的
those in the wilderness and in the mountains.
全都带到神的面光底下了。
It includes everyone brought under the light of God.
那弟兄姊妹，我们特别的注意，神特别点出这几个地点。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note. God especially points out these places.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那我们晓得海和其上的都不是人聚居的地方。
We know those in the sea and all that is therein is not where man dwells.
旷野和高山也不是人聚居的地方。
Now the places of the wilderness and the high mountains are also not place where man will inhabit.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当他的作为一显出来的时候。
When his work is manifested.
当他荣耀的作为显明的时候。
When his glorious work is manifested,
当是因为神的仆人所做成的那个救赎显出来的时候
，When that servant of God and his redemption is manifested,
就没有任何一种的地理环境可以阻挡神那一个丰盛的怜悯和恩典显在。
There would not be one place, one area geographically that would hinder the fullness, the riches of God's grace and mercy to be manifested in the midst of man.
呼召全地的，不管你在哪里，你都要向神发出感谢、赞美和欢呼。
Therefore, here it says that regardless of where you are, the whole earth would have to sing forth praises and worship to God.
把荣耀归给神。
To give him all the glory.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶和华已经兴起来对付了他的仇敌。
Because Jehovah has already risen to deal against his enemy.
好了
Now,
那我们就要转下去来注意一件事情。
We'll turn and focus on another matter.
那转下去什么事情呢？
What is that?
这一段话有一些是叫我们感觉不太容易明白的。
A portion of these words would cause us not to understand them too easily.
因为如果圣灵不帮助我们看到里面去。
If the Holy Spirit does not help us to look into these words.
你从字句上面就觉得很为难。
And then from the letter of the word, we're troubled.
那，为什么你留意神在这里究竟说什么呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention what God is trying to say here.
我特别提醒弟兄姊妹，你留意这里头的话。跟上文所提到神的仆人的显现是有直接的连上的关系的。
Now I want to remind brothers and sisters, this passage here is directly connected with the previous passage when it mentioned about that servant of God.
是特别因着他的仆人的显出而说出这样的话。
It is because of the manifestation of God's servant that these words here come about.
从十四节开始，神好像在那里说：“我忍，我沉默了很久。”
And starting from verse 14, it seems to tell us that God has held his peace.
神要说话了。
For a very long time, but now God is to speak.
那他说话是怎么说呢？
And what is God saying?
但是那些话好像好不容易明白。
Yet these words that God is saying doesn't seem easily to understand.
因为在我们一般的那个领会来说。
Because in our general understanding.
神所有的动作都是赐福的动作。
All of God's action is actions to bless.
神的意念是赐福的意念。
Because his thoughts are a blessing for us.
所以在我们听到神说话的时候，我们不太容易能领会到神说的一些很严肃的话。
Therefore, in our concept, it's not very easy for us to understand when God speaks sternly.
那但现在你从十四节开始，你就看到神在那里说了很严肃的话。
But here, starting with verse 14, you can see that God speaks very solemn words here.
那这是严肃的话，我们如果对以前所读过的经文还留下印象的话。
Now, from this passage, we're still somewhat have an impression of previous chapters before.
那弟兄姊妹，你一定能记得。
Then, brothers and sisters, you remember.
大概神是指着被掳的事情，现在有话说了。
It seems like now God is speaking some words toward the captivity.
是，神的确是指着他犹大要被掳的事情说话。
Yes, God is speaking directly to this matter of Judah will be in captivity.
那如果神要指着这一件事情说话，
If God is going to speak directly at this point,
你光是看那个事实的外面呢，外表啊，那个现象呢， 那的确是一个很糟糕的现象。
Then if we only look at the external phenomenon and what is expressed by the letter of the word, then it is very troubling.
而不太容易让我们能了解神是施恩的神，怎么神现在说那么严厉的话。
It would be hard for us to understand, since he is a God of grace, that he gives grace, how come the words here are so severe?
我想弟兄姊妹你留意神那个话严厉到一个什么的地步。
Now brothers and sisters, take note how severe the word of God here is.
我不描写神说话的时候的情绪了。
Now I won't even describe the feeling, the emotion of God as he speaks here.
弟兄姊妹你自己可以去领会。
Brothers and sisters, as you read it, you can come to understand that for yourselves.
神说他现在说话的时候好像一个惨难的妇人。
Because here God says when he's speaking, he is like one of a travailing woman.
他要积气而消喘，喘消。
And he will destroy and devour it at once.
然后就说出他要说的话。
And then he will say his words.
在这样的情绪的底下说出底下的话。
It is under this emotion that he's speaking these words.
那底下的话是什么？
Now then, what are these words?
严格说起来。
To be very strict.
简单说起来。
To be very simple.
就是毁灭的话。
Now, these are words of destruction.
神说我要叫大山小冈变为荒场。
Now, God says, I will make waste mountains and hills.
使其上的花草都枯干。
And dry up all their herbs.
连生命的迹象都不留下。
There will be no trace of life there.
然后又说呢，使江河变为洲岛。
And I will make the
水池都干枯。
And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools.
完全没有了滋润。
There is completely no nourishment.
非常非常的干旱。
It is extremely dry.
弟兄姊妹，光是你从字面来留意。
Brothers and sisters, just from the letter of the word.
很简单，你就看见把美好的变成不美好。
Very simply, we can see that which is beautiful now is not beautiful anymore.
把那些本来可以叫人得供应的，就成为叫人苦恼。
That which provided for man now is a trouble for man.
那如果光是这样看那个表面的现象。
Now, if we only look at this phenomenon on the surface.
我们还不够了解。当时神说话的那一种心情。
We still cannot understand sufficiently the heart of God as he says these words.
你把底上的两句话念出来。
When we read the following words,
你就看到那个问题的严肃到一个什么的地步。
Then we can see how severe this condition is.
我们就会怀疑。
Then we'll even doubt.
神怎么可能做这样的事？
How could it be that God would do such things?
那如果神做这样的事不是很残忍吗？
Now for God to do such things, wouldn't that be too cruel?
神做什么事呢？
What is that God will do?
神说我要引瞎子行不认识的道。
And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not.
瞎子已经是很够苦了。
Now it is already a suffering for a blind person.
但是他生活的范围里边，他还能摸这摸那，能辨别我现在站在哪里。
But even for a blind person in their familiar circumstances, they can feel and at least aware of their surroundings.
但是神说我却要把那个瞎子领他们到一个他们从来没到过的地方。
But God says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not.
他们所不认识的路。
And I will lead them to a path that they knew not.
领他们走不知道的路。
I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
在他们面前是黑暗。这个不说了。
I won't even go further.
那就说先说到这里。
Then I'll just on these two sentences.
从山冈成了荒场开始，到引领他们行走不知道的路。
From starting from verse 15 till I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
这个实在是一个很叫人很难体会的。
This indeed is a condition is hard for us to understand.
你说神怎么会这样做这样的事情呢？
You say how could it be that God will do such things?
但是我们对上文以前一大堆话那还能有记忆的话。
Now, but if we are encouraged by the words before in the passage,
我们就知道。
Now, then we will know.
原来神在这里就指着犹大一定要以被掳为他们的收藏。
That is because here God is specifically pointing at Judah that their end result will be captivity.
他们 不管有多少的依靠
that regardless of how much they trust in,
神都把它吹掉
God will blow them all away.
而你说大山小岗，这是我们很坚固的堡垒。
Now, if they trust in the high mountains and the hills, this is a very secure fortress.
任何人来进攻我们的时候，都要给这个天然的屏障来堵死。
No matter who comes to attack us, this is the wall that will defend us by nature, and they will stop them.
神说没用。
God says, no, it is useless.
大山小岗都要变成荒场。
The high mountains and the hills would be made waste.
连生命的迹象都不留下。
Even the trace, the sign of life will be all gone.
犹大又被掳。
And even Judah will be in captivity.
被带到从来他们没有到过的地方。
And they will be brought to a place they have never gone before.
他们从来没行走过的路。
To go in a path which they have not known.
这的确是一个很苦恼、很苦恼的事。
Indeed, this is very troubling.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说出那么严厉的话的时候。
After God speaks such stern words.
神没有减少他对百姓的那一个眷顾心思。
God did not decrease any of his heart of his care for the people.
那弟兄姊妹记得,
now, brothers and sisters, you remember,
我们不是41章的时候,
when we read chapter 41,
我们不是在那特别就提到了吗?
There we especially mentioned,
弟兄姊妹再翻回41章的第八节,
brothers and sisters, if you go back to chapter 41, verse 8,
从这第八节开始,
starting from 41,
你看神说了很多很多安慰的话,
verse 8, there are many words of comfort.
那是安慰的话是指着神和他的百姓的关系来说出来的。
Now all these words of comfort speaks to us the relationship between God and His people.
因着这样的关系
，and because of this relationship，
神给他们应许
，God gives them this promise，
让他们不必害怕
，so that they need not fear，
让他们看见神要对付他们的对头
，that God will deal with the adversary，
并且神要帮助他们从软弱变为刚强
，and God will help them from being weak to being strong。
那这是神给犹大说安慰的话的里头。
Now that is a very basic content of these words of encouragement from God to Judah.
这个话从四十章开始就一直说，不断的在那里说。
In fact, these words begin with chapter 40 and continue.
那现在到四十二章的时候，神还是在这个心思里边来说。
Now in chapter 42, God is still speaking these words in that with the heart.
说那么严厉的话的时候。
So even with such stern words,
你突然就看到。
Suddenly we see
神那个说话的内容来了一个。
The content of the word of God has changed 180 degrees.
那当他说到这句话以前，那一切都是往下走的。
Now before God says these words, all was downhill from there.
但神一说到这里的时候，
but when God gets to this point,
就是说神领他们走不知道的路的这一个事实。
That is when God confirms this fact that He will lead them in paths that they have not known.
当然我们很清楚地看见走不知道的路行不认识的道。
Of course, if they go a way that they knew not and in paths that they have not known,
乃是很清楚地指着他们被掳到巴比伦的路程。
It clearly points to us this is the path of their captivity to Babylon.
那被掳的事实已经出现了。
And the fact of captivity appears here.
那神的百姓还有路吗?
Then would there still be any way for the people of God? Do they have a future?
还能继续的生存下去吗?
Can they still exist and live on?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神的话一变。
The word of God changes.
立刻就从好像完全没有指望的里头抓到了。
Immediately, it seems as if they were in hopelessness. Now they have grabbed on to hope.
和神对他们说，虽然你们走在不知道的路上。
God says, even though you go and pass that you have not known.
虽然你们是瞎着眼来走那个不认识的路。
Even though you're blind by a way you have not known.
但是只要你们走上这个路。
But as long as you go on this way,
你们就有转机。
You will have a chance to turn.
如果你们不走。没有走上这个路。
Now, if you have not gone on this way,
你们就没有转机。
Then there's no turning point.
那我们要对照犹大的历史。
Now, if we look at this in reflection of Judah's history,
我们很清楚地看到这个。
We see very clearly this point.
当犹大被掳的时候
，That is when Judah was in captivity.
很多人心里头都不服气
，In their hearts they were not submitting.
那耶利米就写信去给他们
，Jeremiah wrote to them.
你们一定要服上来。
You must submit to this.
神也让先知以西结在巴比伦那个地方给兴起。
God also rose up the prophet Ezekiel in Babylon.
让他来对神的百姓说话，你们必须要接受这个环境。
So that he spoke to the people of God, you must accept this circumstance.
因为这个环境是神给你们预备的。
Because God has prepared this situation for you.
因为你们的愚昧招致神这样。
It is because of your own foolishness that God brought upon you this discipline. And when the discipline of God appears, then you must accept this discipline from the hand of God. Not only do you receive it, but submit to it.
当你们是这样服下来的时候
And when you submit unto it,
这一个危险，这一个苦难就会成为你们的转机。
Then this danger, this suffering, then would be your turning point.
这里就是呼应了这一个犹大被掳的那个历史来说话的。
Here it echoes the history of Judah's captivity as it speaks these words.
所以你看到神一说到这里的时候
，So here when God speaks to this point，
神就说话，神继续说下去，好像这个说下去的话跟上头所说的话完全对不起来。
As God continues to speak, it seems like these words do not connect with the previous words.
上面的话一直叫你看见苦恼。
Now previously, all the words show you this trouble and suffering.
底下开始说的话就叫你忘记苦恼并且看到指望。
And later on, it tells you that you will forget about the suffering and that you would not suffer.
弟兄姊妹你留意这几句话。
Brothers and sisters, take attention to these words.
在他们面前就是十六节的当中那里。
As in the midst of verse 16,
在他们面前使黑暗变为光明。
I will make darkness light before them.
使弯曲变为正平直
and crooked things straight
这些事我都要行并不离弃他们
these things will I do unto them and not forsake them
有什么你看到就是那么几句话前面的一段是非常的苦恼
brothers and sisters it's the simple words before it was a lot of trouble and suffering
下面的几句话是非常的安慰
but these words here are extremely comforting
但是这个安慰的里面是带着
Yeah, with these words of comfort, there is a condition.
什么条件?
What condition is that?
接受神的安排。
To accept the arrangement of God.
你接受神的安排。
If you submit to this arrangement,
神就负责叫那个苦恼成为平顺。
God will be responsible to turn this sorrow into smoothness.
我们感谢我们的神。
Now we thank our God.
那我们怎么看到这一个呢?
Now how do we see this?
那我们注意。
Let us take note.
当神说了这些话的时候。
When God speaks these words,
他就用着这个事实。
He uses this fact.
又把他们我说的他们就是犹大的百姓。
Again, he uses this fact to turn them, and that is the people of Judah,
带回他们的愚昧的里头。
To turn them back to their own foolishness.
那他们的愚昧是什么?
And what is their foolishness?
他们的愚昧就是离弃真神去寻求偶像。
Their foolishness is to depart away from the true God to seek after idols.
那神在这里就借着神所做的具体的一些历史的经历。
Here is through what they have done, God lists for them some actual experiences.
让他的百姓认识偶像的那一个虚假。
So that his people would know the falsehood of idols.
同时也看到神的信实。
At the same time, to also realize the faithfulness of God.
让他们看到他们所以落到神这样严厉的管教乃是因为他们走在拜偶像的路上
God shows them the reason they're in such severe discipline is because they went on this way to worship idols
依靠偶像
to trust in idols
寻求偶像
to seek after idols
以偶像做他们的主
to allow idols to be their lord
神说这些全都是虚空。
God says all this is vanity.
全都是没有意思的。
And this is all meaningless.
神指出这个事情以后
After God points this out,
又说一些话。
And God continues to say,
就是指着他的百姓来说
That is speaking to his people.
说他们什么呢？
What does God say of them?
他说你们是有耳朵，但是是聋的。
That you have an open ear, but you hear not.
你们是有眼睛，但是是看不见的。
You have eyes to see many, but you observe not.
这是说的犹大的那个属灵的光景。
And this speaks of the spiritual condition of Judah.
按照他们的实际的情形，
according to their actual situation,
他们眼并没有傻，
they are not blind,
但是他们看不到属灵的事，
yet they cannot observe spiritual things,
看不见神手中工作的事，
they cannot see the work of God's
hand, 他们的耳朵也没有聋，
now their ears are not deaf,
但是他们就是听不见神说的，
yet they do not hear the word of God,
这是他们的难处，
and that is their hardship.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个难处不单是当时犹大的难处，
this difficulty is not only the hardship for Judah at that time,
也是四福音的时候主指着以色列人所说的难处，
it is also the difficulty for the Israelites during the times of the Lord in the four Gospels.
要说你记得主有一次叫那个瞎眼的眼睛开了，
brothers and sisters, you recall one time when the Lord opened the eye of the blind one time,
为什么要在安息日里头做这个事情，
and they question, why is he doing that on the Sabbath?
他们就要来对付主，
so they have to come against the Lord.
当的话我不说了，
I won't get into that passage.
但是弟兄姊妹你一定有印象，
but brothers and sisters, you remember,
主说他们是眼瞎的，
the Lord says that they are blind.
他们就不承认，
and yet they do not confess that.
他们说我们并没有眼瞎，
they said, no, we're not.
那主怎么说呢？
And what did the Lord say?
他说你们如果是眼睛瞎的就好了，
and the Lord says, it would be better if you were blind.
因为你们眼睛瞎了你们就看见了，
because you will see if you were blind.
又是什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
他们的眼睛，肉身的眼睛，
their fleshly eyes,
他们肉身的眼睛的确是没有瞎，
indeed they were not blind physically,
但是都看那些他们不需要看的事，
but they're looking and seeing the things they need not,
他们需要看的事情他们看不见，
yet the thing they need to see they do not see,
这就如同瞎了一样，
and that is like one who is blind.
以赛亚的日子和后来的犹大他们一般的人的光景就是这样，
the days of Isaiah and those to comeAnd Judah are in the same condition.
对神以外的事情他们看得非常明亮。
As to the matters outside of God, they see very clearly.
但是对神的事情他们一点都看不见。
Yet to the matters of God, they see nothing.
所以主的话就在那里说他们是有耳而聋的。
So the Lord says, with open ears, they hear not.
有眼而瞎的。
They see many things, they observe not.
那神说了这个话，
and when God says these words,
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
如果我们不看下文，
if we do not read on,
我们真的不知道主说这个话是什么意思。
We really don't know what the Lord means here.
但是我们看了下文，
but when we read on,
我们就知道了。
Then we'll know.
我们主当时又把整个的话语转回到开头所说的看了我的仆人的那个仆人的身上。
Then the Lord shifts again and goes back to the beginning of the word, says, Behold my servant, and shifts to the attention of the servant.
人都以为耳聋是很糟糕的事。
A man think to be deaf is extremely terrible.
眼瞎也是很糟糕的事。
It's also very terrible to be blind.
给我们太多的不方便了。
So,
你们说话我也听不见。
So that will be so greatly inconvenience when you speak, I cannot hear you.
你们让我要看一些东西我也看不见。
When you want me to see something, I cannot see it.
但是主在这里说这个看不见和听不见不是说那个肉眼的问题。
But here when the Lord says you do not see, you do not hear, he is not saying it physically.
是说他们那个属灵的那个视觉和听觉的问题。
But he is speaking on their vision and their hearing spiritually.
因为他们落到这样的光景跟上文提到他们拜偶像的事情有关了。
The reason they're in this condition is connected previously with the Lord mentioning their idolatry.
因为拜偶像叫他们眼睛瞎了。
Because they worship idols, now they become blind.
因为拜偶像叫他们耳朵聋了。
Because they worship idols, now they become deaf.
因为他们听来听去看来看去都是偶像在那里表达的一些的事物。
Because all that they see and all that they hear is only the manifestation of the idols.
你眼睛看着偶像，当然你就没办法听见神说话。
Of course, if your eyes are on the idols, then you would not be able to hear the word of God.
从上文
from the,
你就看到
from the passage you can see
如果我们没有抓到主说话的那个目的
if we do not hold on to the purpose of the Lord's words here
我们读这一段话就读越读越乱
then when we read these words the more confused we are
因为从刚才我们所读的
because from what we just read
明明是神责备他们眼瞎和耳聋
very clearly the Lord is rebuking them for being blind and deaf
但接下去神就说
but the Lord continues to say
你们耳聋的要听
now even if you're deaf you must hear and even if you're blind you must see
看看谁能使你们看可以看见
to see who will cause you to be able to see
神是要他们看见
God wants them to see
但是他们必须要知道自己是没是眼瞎的
but they must realize they are blind
就像师父印里边主说如果你们真的是眼瞎了你们就好了
just as the Lord said in the four gospel it's better for you to be blind
那当神一说到这一个就是以赛亚说到这一个的时候
and when God says this through Isaiah
他就说了
then he says
在人的眼里面
in the sight of man
那些寻求神的人
those who seek after God
我不说那么宽广了
I won't go too broad.
我是回到42章里边把它 缩小那个范围就是说42章里边说的。
Now I will just condense that in only in chapter 42 here.
那42章一开头弟兄姊妹你记得了还是说的神的仆主的仆人嘛
Now,
说的我们的主道成肉身的那个
Remember, the beginning of chapter 42 it says, Behold my servant, it speaks of the matter of the Lord being the word become flesh.
主就说出一些这些话来如果我们不是了解主说话的那个目的我们的确是没有办法在这里明白
The Lord,
says,
the Lord says these words, if we do not hold on to the purpose of the Lord's words here, then we cannot grasp what he is trying to say.
那弟兄姊妹你慢慢去回去的时候你就想通它。
Now, when you go home and you read it, consider this so it can, you can understand.
我现在把它交通出来但是我不保证你能马上想通的。
I will share this, but I would not guarantee you will immediately understand what I'm saying here.
但是你必须要想通它。
But you must think this through.
回去再慢慢想。
Now consider this when you go home.
好，弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note. Verse 19.
神的话就说出这个好像没头没脑的话。
God says these words that is out of nowhere, seemingly.
谁比我的仆人眼瞎？
Who is blind but my servant?
谁比我差遣的使者耳聋呢?
Or deaf as my messenger that I sent?
谁瞎眼像那与我和好的?
Who is blind as he that is perfect?
谁瞎眼像耶和华的仆人?
And blind as the Lord's servant?
你说怎么会说这个话?
Now you said, why is God saying such words here?
那这里好像说到神的仆人。都是眼瞎耳聋的。
It seems like here saying all the Lord's servants are blind and deaf.
神差遣的人都是耳聋的。
And those whom he sent, they are deaf.
寻求神与人和好的人都是眼瞎的。
And that which is perfect that he sent is blind.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意啊。
Pay attention.
主在这里说什么?
What is the Lord saying here?
我们必须要注意上头。
We must pay attention previously.
上头就是说，你们有眼睛却看不见。
It says that you have eyes and you see not.
你们有耳朵却听不见。
And you have ears and hear not.
听不见，看不见什么？
What do you not see and what do you not hear?
不是听不见，看不见地上，或是从人中间，或是从偶像中间出来的。
It is not from what is from man or from idols.
因为从这些的源头出来的他们全都听了。
Because from all these origins, they listen to them. And they see them.
他们听不见是听不见神跟他们说的。
Yet what they do not hear is the word from God.
他们看不见是看不见神要他们看的。
They do not see is what they do not see what God wants them to see.
那我们要留意神责备他们的时候是这一个点。
Now we have to pay attention when God rebukes them, it is regarding this point.
然后神的话就转过来就说了。
And then the word of God shifts.
我的仆人是眼瞎的。
That my servant is blind.
我差遣的人是耳聋的。
My messenger is deaf.
谁能跟他们相比?
And who can compare to them?
比什么?
To compare with
比
what?
耳聋。
To see who is more deaf.
闭眼瞎,
to see who is more blind.
你说这有什么好比?
You say, what is the comparison there?
弟兄姊妹们, 当你真的是摸到那个意思的时候, 你就觉得非常非常的有意思。
Brothers and sisters, when you're able to hold on to that meaning, then you find this extremely meaningful.
你留意到一件事情,
then you take note.
神说我的仆人是眼瞎的,
God says, my servant is blind.
因为他的眼睛只是看我,
now because his eyes are only on me.
他不看我以外的任何的事物,
he does not look at anything outside of me.
神以外的任何的事物, 对我的仆人来说,
therefore, anything outside of me to my servant, he is blind to it.
他们看不见,
they do not see it.
他们也不要看,
and they don't want to see it.
神所差遣的人也是一样,
that is also what the messenger which God sent. The messenger only hears the word of God. Not only the word God speaks, they don't want to hear, and they don't want to hear those words outside of God. Brothers and sisters,
什么意思?
What does that mean?
你如果是神的仆人,
if you're a servant of God,
你如果是神所差遣的人,
if you're a messenger of God,
你只是单单听神的话,
you only hear the word of God,
你只是单单看神所要做的事,
that you only see what God wants to be done.
在神所要做的以外, 神所要说的以外, 你什么都看不见,什么都听不见。
Anything outside what God wants to do, anything outside what God wants to say, you do not see or hear any of it.
弟兄姊妹们, 这的确是一个大事。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a great thing.
你说全世界都起来说同样的话, 就是那些话就是与神不能相,
you say all the world will rise up to speak words, yet those words are not worthy of God.
你说就算是这样,
and even so,
我也不要听全世界人讲的话,
I don't want to listen to the whole world.
我只是单单听神的话,
and I would only hear the word of God.
弟兄姊妹你看到这个很严肃,
brothers and sisters, see this is extremely solemn.
完全地把那个焦点是放在
it completely puts the focus on God himself. Now when we go back to this image of the servant of God, now how is this servant able to do all these things that are proclaimed here previously? That is because he is a servant to hear the word of God only and to follow on. Because he sees only what God wants to be done, and he will serve diligently to what God wants to be done. And God is the only foundation. And to complete what God wants manifested. Therefore, it will prosper in the Lord's servant. And that is a servant of God. And that is one who the Lord sends, his messenger. We thank our Lord.
那所以结果底上,
and then God will speak many words through Isaiah.
就说出他们的愚昧,
speaks forth their foolishness.
然后神就,
and then God gives them these questions. And that is verse 24, who gave Jacob for a spoil? And Israel to the robbers?
神教的,
did, was it not the Lord?
你们看见吗?
Do you see this?
你们只看见亚述,
you only see Assyria.
你说亚述长大,
and you say Assyria is strong and we're not as strong as Assyria. And you only see that Babylon is also great and we cannot overcome Babylon. And that is the reason we're in captivity.
我们就给人,
and that's why we are scattered.
但神说不是,
but God says no.
是我做的,
I have done so.
如果我不做的话,
if I did not do this,
谁能把你们 弄到这样的一个结果呢?
He was able to bring this result upon you.
但是你们, 这是称为神名下的人,
but you who are called under the name of God,
你们就是有眼没有看到,
you have eyes but observe not, you have ears but hear not.
那结果呢?
As a result,
神的管教来了,
the discipline of God comes, and you still do not know it is the discipline of God. The scourging of God comes, and you still do not realize it is God to discipline you.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个就是,
Brothers and sisters, this is the matters mentioned in the entire chapter of 42. Now, when we see this point, truly we feel this is very pitiful for Judah. The spiritual darkness is extremely deep now.
你说这样的百姓, 你给他翻身,
and you say such a people, you give them a chance to turn, yet they're not able to turn.
你给他拯救, 他也拯救不,
even if you give them deliverance, they cannot accept this. Because their conditions, they do not see the hand of God or hear the word of God.
那如果你是犹大人,
now, if you are a person in
Judah,
and you're also in that condition,
你稍微领会这样的光景,
if you somewhat understand this condition, then you feel very hopeless.
但是用说,
but brothers and sisters, perhaps you say, oh, lucky for us, we're not the people of Judah at that time. But brothers and sisters,
你特别的注意,
take note,
神在这里说这些话,
when God says these words here,
虽然是 具体的来说是对当时的犹大人说的,
though generally speaking, it is speaking to the people of Judah at that time.
但是从原则上面,
but in principle,
你看到这是神对属神的人, 任何一个时间, 他说话的那个,
you can see this is the actual condition to the people of God at any time as long as they belong to God.
我们称为神的,
now, if we return back to us today who are called under the name of God,
神的教会,
the Church of God, generally speaking, it's Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, God chose Christians.
我是笼统地说了,
now, I'm saying this.
神没有拣选基督教,
now, I'm speaking this very generally, strictly, God did not choose Christianity.
神只是拣选基督徒,
now, God only choose Christians.
神没有拣选基督教,
God did not choose Christianity.
但是在基督教团体的里头,
but in Christian organizations,
如果他们是照着当年犹大人那样子来行走在神的,
if they follow the same condition as the people of Judah at the time to walk under the light of God,
神当日说话的那个原则, 同样的要显出那个作用在这些人的身上,
then the principle of God's words at that time to them would also likewise be manifested upon us today.
如果我们是这个样子的话,
if this is our condition,
神当日对犹大人说的话的那个功用, 同样的也要显在我们的身上,
then the function of God's words to the people of Judah in days past is also the same function for us today.
如果你站在一个属灵的实际里边去看,
therefore, brothers and sisters, when we feel these words in a spiritual reality,
当年的犹大也好,
now whether it's Judah of the days of past or Christian organizations today,
你真的是听到神这样说话的时候, 你肯定要下一个结论说,
truly, when we see God speaking in this way, then our conclusion would be, we are finished. But we thank our God. Yes, we are foolish. And we're not able to follow on to what God desires. But not because of our foolishness, God would hide His own faithfulness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当你一读到43章去的时候,
therefore, brothers and sisters, when we get into chapter 43,
神那些安慰的话又来了,
immediately we see those words of comfort from God comes again.
神好像在这里一面是鞭打,
on the one hand, it seems like God is disciplining us.
同时又是在那里缠裹,
at the same time, He heals us.
一面是在那里, 惩治,
on the one hand, He scourges us.
一面是在那边疗伤,
at the same time, He is healing us.
啊, 我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们读旧约的那些, 这一类的, 经文的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we read these similar passages in the Old Covenant,
求主给我们不停留在那些字句的外面。
May the Lord does not let us remain on the external matters of the word.
神说话的那个心意。
But we see God's heart's desire as He says these words.
那如果我们现在反复的看到神说话的目的
，If we repeatedly consider and see the purpose of God's words,
我们肯定能体会一件事情。
Surely we'll see
神给我们管教
that God disciplines us
乃是神不肯放弃他和我们的关系
It is because God is not willing to forsake his relationship
with us 如果他要放弃我们和他的关系
If he were to forsake his relationship with us
他根本就不管教你
He doesn't need to discipline us
就任凭你了
He'll just let us go
但是感谢我们的主
But we thank our Lord
神还管教我们
God still disciplines us
神还责备我们
He still rebukes us
甚至神还鞭打我们
Even to a point he still scourges us
那当我们落在这样的一种光景里的时候
of course, when we,
我们心里是非常不好过的
Of course, when we fall into that condition, we are very hard in our heart
我们会有许许多多的想法
And we have many different ways of thinking
但是你看清楚的时候
But when we see clearly
你没有办法不接受这个点
We must acknowledge this point
神管教我
God disciplines me
神鞭打我
God scourges me
神责备我
He rebukes me
因为他要挽回我
Because he wants to restore me
因为他爱我
Because he loves me
他不甘心放弃我
He's not willing to forsake me
所以他就下手在我身上
So he put his hand upon me And he does his work upon me
我们是在感谢我们的神
Indeed we thank our God
所以弟兄姊妹当你一读到十二、十四、十三章的时候
So brothers and sisters when we read chapters 42 and 43 We will see this heart of God here
你如果看四十二章的时候
If we see chapter
42.
And we see how pitiful Judah is.
你说犹大悲惨不悲惨?
And you say, is this sad for Judah or not?
你说犹大还有前途没有?
You say, is there still a future for Judah?
没有了。
No, no more.
没有了。
No more.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当四十二章一结束，四十三章一开始。
After chapter 42 ends, 43 begins.
当然我特别要再提弟兄姊妹的原因。
Mention this for brothers and sisters to pay attention again.
42章的末了也并不是说神说话说到了那里是一个阶段。
Of course, at the end of 42, it doesn't mean God's words end there as a portion.
43章一开始，那神又从头来另一个阶段。
And then at
开始
the beginning of chapter 43, God begins another section.
不是这样的。
No, that's not it.
弟兄姊妹，你知道圣经原来并没有这个分章分节分段的。
Brothers and sisters, you must realize the original scriptures is not divided into chapters and verses.
如果你读得通的话，你可以说从第一章第一节一到最末后的一章最末后那一节是一气呵成的。
Of course, if you read this properly, then from chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to the end, it is one connected point.
当然我们要是读不通的话我们就觉得哎呀这里一个段落那里一个段落
Of course we cannot if we're not able to understand and read it that way then we'll divide it into different sections
但主如果怜悯我们给我们帮助能看得通
But if the Lord has mercy and help us to be able to read it and understand
你真的是看见神在那里一气说了那么完整的话
Then we're able to see them with one breath, one completeness, God speaks all those words.
以赛亚书66章
Now in Isaiah, there are 66 chapters.
66章是前后一贯的。
And throughout all these 66 chapters, it is completely together.
不是66章说66件事情。
It is not 66 chapters saying 66 different things, no.
这是分章分节,是中世纪的时候修道院的人做的功夫。
And this division of chapters and verses is done by those in the monasteries in the mid-centuries.
在圣经启示的时候是没有这些事情的。
As the scriptures were inspired, there is no such thing.
但是我们也感谢修道院里边那些人，他这样分章分节呢，对我们在读圣经、起初读圣经的人来说是有点帮助。
Of course, we're also thankful for those who have divided the chapters and verses in the monasteries because it will help the beginners to read this to understand.
但是当你读进神的话里面去的时候，这些个东西啊，常常会给我们制造难处。
But when you truly read into the Word of God, many of times these divisions will give us difficulty.
打塌我们对神话语那个完整的认识。
And it will interrupt our understanding of the complete understanding of the Word of God.
我插着去说这些话，我要让弟兄姊妹你知道，这些历史留下来的那个事情，我们就。警觉一下 不要让这些分章分节分段来影响我们去领会神说话的目的。
Now go off tangent for brothers and sisters to realize to not let the division of these chapters, verses, and sections to misguide us in understanding the word of God here.
那所以到了43章的时候，你看神又说安慰的话了。
Therefore, here in chapter 43, we see again God speaks these words of comfort.
那仍然是用神和他们的关系来带起。
Yet it is still based on that point of their relationship with God.
像41章的时候一样。
It is just similar to chapter 41.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的哪位。
But now thus said of the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
我们以前提过了，我们就不重复提了。
We mentioned this before and we won't repeat it.
但是你看到就是以色列和神的那个关系。
My brothers and sisters, you see this is the relationship of Israel with God.
以色列是根据神的旨意而存留的。
That Israel is according to the will of God that they are kept.
雅各是根据神的旨意而出现的。
And Jacob was formed, created according to the will of God.
我们特别感谢我们的主。
We especially thank our Lord.
把雅各造成以色列是神的定义。
That he formed Israel from Jacob, and that is according to his own will.
那神用这些个事情来带出他的百姓。和他的关系。
Now God uses these things to bring forth the relationship he has with his people.
那说了出了这个关系就告诉他们。
After God tells them of this relationship, he tells them,
你不要害怕。
Fear not.
为什么不害怕？
Why do you not fear?
走不知道的路。
That you go on a way you do not know.
行不认识的道。
You go on a path that you do not know.
还有一切都叫我感觉是苦恼。
And all this is only sorrow for me.
不害怕。
That I would not fear. Is there any other thing that I would feel except fear? We thank our God.
他就是告诉你。
He tells you just that.
你就算看见这许许多多的事情。
And even though you see all these things around you.
你也不必害怕。
Fear not.
为什么不害怕？
Why do you not fear?
弟兄姊妹，神不是说我用能力把所有的难处都拿掉。
Brothers and sisters, God is not saying I'll use my power to take away all these difficulties.
那你就可以很欢心了。
And so you can rejoice.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你留意。
Pay attention.
谁是不是这样说？
Did God say that?
我们的想法就是这样。
And our way of thinking,
我们碰到一个难处。
Now we have a difficulty.
神啊，怎么来解救我呢？
God, how do you deliver me?
神啊，最好你把难处拿掉。
God, it would be best if you took it away.
我就释放了。
Then I'm released.
这是我们的想法。
That is our way of thinking.
但是神呢？
But God,
常常给我们看到。
Oftentimes he shows us.
他做的是根据我们的想法。
The way he acts is not according to what we think.
我们说神啊，把这个难处挪开，好让我能舒畅一点。
We say, God, that you would take away this difficulty so I can be comforted.
相反的。
On the contrary,
有些时候还加重，神还加重那个难处的程度。
That God will even add to the degree of that difficulty.
你说神啊，怎么搞的？
And you say, God, what are you doing?
我请求你把它挪开，你相反的让那个程度还加添，我还受得了吗？
I plead earnestly for you to take this away from me, yet you even increase the degree of this. How can I bear it?
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
许多许多经历过来的弟兄姊妹们，他都能在那里给我们印证一件事。
Many, many brothers and sisters who have experienced this can testify of this for us.
神给我们所显明的拯救。
The deliverance which God manifests to us.
绝大部分不是挪开难处。
A majority of the time, it is not God will remove the difficulty for us.
而是把我们留在难处里。
But God allows for us to remain in that hardship.
那然后
And then,
他就用他复活的大能加给我们。
He will add unto us the power of his resurrection.
叫我们能越过那个难处
，so that we're able to go beyond that hardship，
或者是我们胜过那个难处
，or that we're able to overcome that hardship。
环境没有更改
，now the situation still the same。
但是你这个人改变了
，but we are changed。
本来你在难处的面前是软弱的
，now we were weak in this hardship。
但是神的拯救显出来的时候
，but when the deliverance of God appears，
难处没有改变
，the difficulty is still there.
但是你这个人刚强了。
But we have been strengthened.
你这个人有属天的力气了。
And we have heavenly strength.
你能跨越过那些难处。
And we're able to overcome and
transcend
over those hardships. And we're able to triumph over that difficulty. And that is the deliverance of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay
attention. 神在这里说，你不要怕。
Here God says, do not fear.
为什么不要怕？
Why do you fear not?
神说的非常简单。
God says very simply.
因为我救赎了你。
For I have redeemed thee.
你不要害怕的那个根据就是你是我所救赎的。
The foundation that you do not fear is because I have redeemed thee.
而不是将来才救赎。
It is not that I will redeem you.
是已经把你救赎了。
But I have already redeemed you.
我已经把你救赎了。
I have already redeemed you.
我救赎了你。
And after I've redeemed you.
既然我救赎了你。
And since I have redeemed
you. 你就没有根据说有什么事情可以把你击倒。
Then you have no foundation to say what can strike me down.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
当神说出这样的一个事实的时候
，When God tells us of this fact,
他就把那个属灵的实际也摆出来。
He also puts forth that spiritual reality.
我怎么救赎了你呢
？How have I redeemed you?
我曾提名召你。
It is because I've called you by your name.
我是很具体的。
Very practically,
很实际的,
very substantially,
我不是笼统的,
it is not general abstract.
夏红军,
and it is just, I will call you by your name.
提你的名,
I will call you by your name that to redeem you.
你是我已经拯救了的,
and I've redeemed you.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神给我们看到是这样的一回事情。
God shows us this is what it's about.
他提名召我们,
He have called us by our name. He redeemed us.
是这样直接的,
it is direct.
是面对面的,
it is face to face.
弟兄姊妹们, 我提名召你,
brothers and sisters, I call you by your name.
弟兄姊妹, 你看着我,
brothers and sisters, look at me.
这个是, 赵, 赵弟兄,
this is John.
我提名召他。
I'm calling him by his name with my back.
我说，John Chu.
And I say John Chu.
是不是这样
？Is it that way?
这个能叫做提名吗
？If my back is toward you, how can I call you by your name?
这不叫提名。
That's not calling you by your name.
我是在跟上空气说话。
I'm only saying it to the air.
如果我提名召他。
If I call him by his name,
对对对对
I'm looking at him face to face. John Chu.
我邀请你。
I am inviting you.
这个叫做提名。
Brothers and sisters, that was what it means by calling you by name.
提名就是面对面。
It is face to face.
提名就是很具体的。
It is very
practical. 你朝着我，我朝着你。
Substantially, you're facing me.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个事实是非常非常严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, this is an extremely solemn fact.
它不是笼统的。
It is not abstract.
是非常彻底又具体。
It is very thorough and also very substantiated. I call you by your name.
所以
therefore,
结果是什么
？What is that result?
你是属我的。
You belong to me. You're mine.
你是属我的。
You are mine.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们在神的面前常常赶不上的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we cannot follow.
我们有一个意念，我们是属神的。
No, we have this concept. Yes, we belong to him.
但是碰到有事情发生的时候
，But when certain things happen,
我们就好像觉得神和我们那个关系并不那么真实。
It seems then that our relationship with God is not so true after all.
你会觉得我是我，神是神。
We will feel I am me and God is God.
但是神一直在那里说
，But God continues to say,
你是属我的
，You are mine.
你从水中经过，我与你同在。
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
你当过江河，水必不漫过你。
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you.
你从火中行过，必不被烧。
And when you walk through the flame, you will not be burned.
火焰也不着在你身
上。Neither shall the flame kindle upon you.
弟兄姊妹，好好留意这个。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
神没有应许说。
God did not promise to say.
我们碰到难处的时候。
When we have hardship,
他就把我们就把脱离难处。
He will take us away from that hardship.
神在这里连说三件事情。
God here says three things.
你都看见。
You can see this.
这个人没有脱离难处。
This person did not, was not delivered from the hardship.
从开头到末了，他是在难处的当中。
From the beginning to the end, he is still in the hardship.
他在水中。
He is in the water.
他在江河里。
He is in the river.
他在火焰里。
He is in the fire.
他没有脱离那个火焰。
He was not delivered from the fire.
他也没有脱离那个水淹。
Nor from the river.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
不管他在哪种光景。
No matter what condition.
神的陪伴在那里没有改变。
God's accompanying him did not change.
你从水中经过。
If you pass through the water.
神说我陪着你走。
God says I will be with you.
你从江河里趟过。
If you go through the river.
神也说我也陪着你走。
God says I will go with you.
甚至我拖着你走。
Even if I will carry you.
你在火中经过。
If you go through the fire.
火焰也不能。烧着你
and the flames will not kindle upon you.
弟兄姊妹，你回想
brothers and sisters, consider.
但以理那三个朋友
those three friends of Daniel.
圣经记载他们在火中游行
and the scriptures record that they were walking in the flames.
神没有把他们从火窑里边提出来
God did not take them from the burning furnace.
所以还是把他们留在火窑里
God still allowed them to be in the burning furnace. 他们在那里团团转 and they're going in circles.
但是你大力乌在外头一看
and when Darius was looking.
他说我们扔下去是三个人。
He says, did we not throw three down?
怎么我看到是四个人呢
And how come I see as if there are four?
其中有一个好像人子。
And one like the son of man.
弟兄姊妹，这是他当以理三个朋友的经历。
Brothers and sisters, that's the experience of the Daniel's three friends.
我们不一定是会接受同样的经历。
Of course, we may not have the same experience.
但是我们绝对的会接受同样的原则。
But absolutely, we'll go through the same principle.
你不一定是给扔到火窑里。
We may not be thrown into the burning furnace.
你不一定是给扔到那个狮子穴里。
We may not be thrown into the lion's den.
你也许落到一个非常艰困的工作环境里。
Perhaps we're in an extreme difficult working situation. For example,
神安排你一个上司啊，是很难应付的。
God will arrange that you have a very difficult boss.
哎呀，你已经说我忍了一年多两年了。
You say I have patience and I've been bearing this for over a year. I cannot go on anymore.
神啊，救我脱离这个。
God, you'll deliver me from this.
你不将他调走，就调我走。
If you don't transfer him, transfer me.
神两个都不掉、
啊。God does not do any of that.
哎呀，你说神啊，我受不了了。
You say, God, I cannot take this anymore.
等到你真的觉得是受不了。
And when we truly cannot take this anymore.
神说孩子。
God says, child.
你怎么可能受不了
？How can you not take this?
你一直忘记我陪着你。
You have forgotten I've been with you.
你回想看。
Now reflect.
多少次你说撑不住了
So many times you say I cannot bear it anymore.
结果你撑有没有撑住
But did you go through it?
你很轻松地又走过来
Oh, you've gone through it very easily.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这是神和属他的人的那一个生命的关系的表达
That is the manifestation of this relationship of life that those who belong to God have with God.
而我们人都是喜欢根据外面来下结论。
Man always wants to make their conclusion based on external things.
但神让我们学的功课是回到里面去经历他的陪伴。
But God wants us to learn our lessons to experience His companion from within.
所以神说
So God says,
你必须要记住
You must remember,
我是你的神
I am your God,
是以色列的圣者
And I'm the Holy One of Israel.Your Savior.
有很多的事情
There are many things.
本来应该是你要承担的
That you will bear.
我让别人去替你承担
But I have given others to bear it for you.
这里说到历史上的事情
Here it speaks of historical events.
直到用埃及来代替以色列
I gave Egypt for your ransom.
那我们看巴比伦的那个历史跟犹大当中的那个历史的时候我们稍微可以看到一点点这个
Now when we see the history of Babylon and Israel, Babylon and Egypt, we somewhat can see that.
如果我们读历代志记到读到末了的时候
When we read the Chronicles all the way to the end,
我都是和弟兄姊妹提了
So many times I mentioned brothers and sisters.
犹大是夹在当中的
Now Judah's right in the middle of these two.
这边是巴比伦
There's one side is Babylon, one side is Egypt.
它是在两个强国的当中
And so in the middle of these two great powers is Israel.
那么所以按照人来说
So according to man,
他一定要倒上任何一边
Israel will always have to turn to one or the other.
来保护自己
to protect Israel himself.
那当时犹大是倒到埃及那一边
At that time, Israel trusted in Egypt.
但是埃及有没有成为犹大的拯救呢
But was Egypt able to deliver Israel?
我们读历代志到末了的时候我们很清楚看见
When we read to the end of the Chronicles, we see very clearly.
姑且这样说
We can put it this way.
名义上犹大是埃及的保护国
now by name that Egypt was to protect Judah.
但事实上,
but the fact is, Egypt did not protect Judah. Judah was still in captivity. But you see one thing. When Judah was in captivity, now Egypt was greatly trod upon by the Babylonians.
以赛亚在那里说到一些历史上的还没有发生的事情。
So here Isaiah is saying things that have yet to happen.
但是在那里他就说出一个,
but here he says,
我要对付你,
I will deal with you.
但是你们相当多的那一个承担的事情要在别的人的身上来替你背。
Many things that should have befallen upon you will be bore by others.
时候到了,
at when the time comes,
弟兄姊妹们, brothers and sisters,
then the comfort of God, His own proclamation.
神说了好多的话,
God says many words here.
说这许许多多的话是集中在一个点上。
He says all these words is focused on one thing.
不管我把你们分散到什么地方,
no matter where I've scattered you,
我都把你们召聚回来,
I will call you back.
我都把你们带回来,
I will gather you back.
在这里你看这样啊,
here you see,
东边,
from the east,
西边,
from the west,
北方,
from the north,
南方,
from the south,
都要 把神的百姓交出来,
they will have to give up the people of God.
神要把他们召聚回来,
God will gather them from the ends of the earth.
把他们带回, 不管他们给分散的多远,
no matter how far they have been scattered,
神要把他们带回, 犹大地,
God is to bring them
这个迦南地,
back to the land of Canaan here.
为什么呢?
Why?
哦,
here it says one thing for us.
这一个是叫我们很受激励也很多安慰的。
These words of God greatly encourages us and comforts us.
神为什么做这个事情呢?
Why did God do this?
允许他们分散,
to allow them to be scattered.
然后就陪着他们走过, 苦难,
and to accompany them through trouble. At the end, to gather them back together.
当然上文就说,
of course it says,
因为你是我所提名所造的,
because I've called you by your name,
我已经救赎了你,
and I've redeemed you.
那么怎么来显明这个救赎呢?
Now how is this manifested?
就从地上各处各方,
it is to call them from all the ends of the earth.
弟兄姊妹我们多次提到,
brothers and sisters, you have mentioned so many times, so I won't repeat it again.
但是我总得要点一想,
but I'll point it out.
在人类的历史的里头,
in man's history,
没有一个民族, 他们的民族的命运的遭遇, 像以色列那么传奇的,
there is not one race of mankind that is as gone through so much in such a mystery or in this way so amazing as the people of Israel.
但是神说,
but God says,
我不放弃你们,
I will not forsake you. I will not forget you.
所以在历史上许许多多的大国文明的国,
therefore throughout history such great nations, even very famous nations,
都在地上在地图上给抹掉了,
that they are wiped out from the face of this earth.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
就是一个小小的以色列,
it is the small nation of Israel.
他们经过的那个 民族的灾难真的是罄竹难书啊,
and the destruction of their nation as a race, that all that they have gone through is hard to express.
但是你想也没办法想到,
but we just cannot imagine this, such a small nation of Israel,
亡了国, 2000多年以后,
that after the destruction of their nation, almost 3,000 years later, that they will go back to the original place to restore their nation.
全地只有他一个。
And all the nations, only Israel.
按照历史的那个原则来看是不可能。
According to the principle in history, that's impossible.
第一
，First，
两三千年你原来那个地方不给别的民族霸占了。
2,000-3,000 years ago, it is very difficult for that land not to be occupied by another race.
你要回去，首先那个地方要得给保存下来。
If you want to go back to that place, first that place has to be kept.
第二
，Secondly，
你这个民族这样的分散，你在文化上面必须不能给同化。
When you're scattered throughout all the ends of the world, you'll be assimilated with other nations.
不然的话，你自己都不存在，你还说什么回到原处啊？
If you do not assimilate with them, then how can you survive to go back to the place you're from?
再有一个。
And thirdly,
那你这样的分散没有组织。
When you're scattered without any organization,
你怎么能做一件那么大的那个军事、政治、经济上呢，要联合起来才能做成功的事。
How can you reunite so greatly to be very successful financially, politically, and even with the power?
别人做不到。
Others cannot do it.
以色列做到了。
But Israel was able.
但是以色列也做不到。
But in fact, Israel was not able to do it.
是神做的。
But God Himself did so.
如果神不做的话
，If God did not do so,
以色列老早就没了。
Israel would be finished long ago.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到，当我们读到这个段的时候，你就看到神那么早就已经说出他要如何来处理。
Therefore, even long ago when God says here that he says how he will deal and arrange for his people.
那里说到不要拘留。
Especially there it says you cannot keep them.
将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回。
Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
为什么？
Why?
神说出那个原因来了。
Because God tells us then the reason.
因为他们是称为我名下的人。
Even everyone that is called by my name.
那又怎么样呢？
So what?
他们是为着我的荣耀而被创造的。
For they were created for his glory.
他们的存在跟神的荣耀是连在一起的。
Their existence is connected with the glory of God.
你要看神的荣耀，你看他们。
If you want to see the glory of God, look at them.
你看见他们，你就知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
If you see them, then you see what is the glory of God.
好，凡是称为我名下的人，是我为着我自己的荣耀而被造。
Even everyone that is called by my name, for I've created him for my glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个就是以色列受安慰的那个根据。
That is the foundation for the comfort of Israel.
同样的原则也是我们称为神的教会，基督的身体，在这个末了的日子继续要走前面的那些艰困的路的时候，那一个安慰和鼓励。
That is the same principle for us who are the children of God, the church, as we go ahead even in difficult situations.Likewise, that is our comfort and encouragement.
当神说了他要做这样的一件事，
When God proclaims this is what he
will do, 谁都不能阻挡，
no one can hinder this.
所以底下就任凭万国来聚集，
and it says let all the nations gather together,
任凭众民来会合，
and let the people be assembled.
都不能阻挡这个事情发生，
no one can stop this from happening.
那现在我就说了这个事情，
and God has proclaimed this.
那他说这个什么事情？
What did God say?
以色列的经历就是这样。
And that is what is the experience of Israel. Now,
现在呢，神又倒过来，就是别忘了这一大段话是还是跟着41章那里说，跟那个假神来辩站在那个同一个平面上来辩论的那个过程呢。
Now, God turns to ask this question. Now, don't forget, it is still on the same plane when God is speaking these words in the same vein as he says to compare him to the false idols.
当神说出这些将来要发生的事情的时候，
when God declares all these things that will happen,
他又倒过来向假神来挑战了。
He turns to challenge these false gods.
那他算是假神挑战的那个目的在那里。
Now what is the purpose of God's challenge to these false idols?
要让以色列神所拣选的人 知道他们被拣选的目的在哪里。
It is in order for Israel, the people God chose, what is the purpose that God chose them for?
神怎么说的？
What does God say?
耶和华说，你们是我的见证。
You are my witnesses, said of the Lord.
是我所拣选的仆人。
And my servant whom I've chosen.
底下就说。
And then he says,
因为你们的存在。
It is because of your existence.
就让人知道有真神。
So others would know me.
那个真神是谁呢？
And who is this true God?
耶和华神。
It is the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神说这个话，接连说了在43章说两次。
God says these words two times in chapter
43. 44章再说一次。
He says it again in chapter 44.
你们是我的见证。
You are my witnesses.
人看见你们就是看见我了。
When others see you, they see me.
人不知道有神。
When others don't know there is God.
但是看到你们，他就不能不承认有神。
But when they see you, they must acknowledge there is God.
你能看到有一个民族，他们的经历是如此的来显明在人看为不可能的成为可能。
Because there is not one people who can manifest the fact that that which is impossible to be possible.
啊，我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那么所以在43章的里头。
Therefore, in chapter 43,
弟兄姊妹，你看到了，神说出了。
You can see God says,
为什么你们一定受安慰呢？
Why is it that you will be comforted?
因为你们是我所救赎的。
Because you are whom I have redeemed.
因为你们是属我的。
Because you are mine.
因为神拣选你们，给了你们一个托付。
Because God has chosen you and given you this commitment.
你们是我的见证。
That you are my witnesses.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是非常严肃的事。
This is extremely solemn.
神从不同的方面来指出他跟以色列的关系。
From different aspects, God points forth his relationship with Israel.
让以色列在神的面前接受神暗暗的保守的时候也不失去信心。
So that at the same time as Israel would receive the hidden protection of God, that they would not lose faith.
明明的拯救可以叫人的信心给激动一下。
God can impact their faith with a very clear, evident deliverance.
如果神不做明明的拯救，
if God does not give a very evident deliverance, only hiddenly protecting them,
不够苏醒的话，
if man's spirit is not alert enough,
他不看，看不见，
they would not observe and see that.
但是神在这里，
but God here,
让他们承受一个祝福，
would give them this blessing.
尽管是神在那里暗暗的保守，
even if it were only a hidden protection from God here,
他们也没有失去信心。
That they would not lose their faith.
特别是在神在一百多年前就宣告这些事情。
Especially God has proclaimed this over 100 years before it happened.
那一百多年好像事情越过越糟糕。
It seems like after 100 years, the worse it will get.
但是虽然是越过越糟糕。
But even though it gets worse and worse,
神暗暗的保守没有停止。
God's hidden protection did not
be. 所以在以色列人中间，在犹大人中间，他们就是有那么 一部分人他们的信心给保存着。
Therefore, in the midst of the people of Judah, there is a small group that their faith has been kept.
神也是保存着这样的一批人。
And God keeps that group of people.
因为神说，
Because God says,
你们是我的见证。
You are my witnesses.
这个是非常严肃的。
And this is very solemn.
神就用着他们做神的见证。
And God uses them for his witnesses.
有他们存在，神的见证就明显在那里。
As long as they exist, then God's testimony is there.
从当日一直到现在，
From that day,
以色列一直是背负着神的见证。
Until even now, Israel is committed with the testimony of God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在新约的日子，
In the days of the New Testament,
神用着教会做他的见证。
God uses the church to be his testimony.
比以色列还要重一点。
Oh, that commitment is even greater than Israel.
一直等到国度来的时候，
Until the kingdom comes,
以色列才负起那个主要的见证。
Then would Israel bear the main responsibility of that commitment to be God's testimony?
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们今天所以那么重视教会的长成和成熟。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that's why we focus and emphasize on the growth of the church and the maturity of the church. The reason is, we are the testimony witnesses of the Lord. Even in these situations, we are His witnesses. Even as it were in days of darkness without any light, we are His witnesses. But God says, I will turn darkness into light, and I will make the crooked straight. Is that not able? It is very difficult. But God here also proclaims,
19节,
verse 19,
看啊, 我要做一件新事,
Behold, I will do a new thing.
如今要发现,
now it shall spring forth.
你们岂不知道吗?
Shall you not know it?
知道什么呢?
What do we not know?
我必在旷野开道路, 在沙漠开江河,
I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
地上还有一些描写,
and then some other descriptions. But these two word sentences are the theme. In man's words,
神在不可能的地方把事情做成可能,
in impossible places, God will make it possible.
他在旷野开道路,
and He will make a way in the wilderness
他要在沙漠开江河,
and rivers in the desert.
我们感谢我们的神,
and we thank our God.
我们看见神在他的信实的里头保证他不放弃他的百姓。
We see that in God's own faithfulness, He guarantees that He will not forsake His people.
因为弟兄姐妹你在往上读下去的时候,
because if we continue to read on, brothers and sisters,
你就看到了这个了,
we will see just that.
最宝贝的是一件什么事,
what is most precious, and that is
22节开始,
that begins with verse 22.
雅各啊, 我跟你宣告了那么许多的事情,
Jacob, I have told you all these things,
你们没有求告我,
but you have not called upon me, even that you are weary of
me.
Throughout history, that is indeed the relationship Israel held with God. And even so, for the people, chosen people of God in this condition,
弟兄姊妹们，你把那些字句都读过来，你就知道那整个的情形。
Brothers and sisters, if we read that passage, we'll know that situation.
但神说,
but God says,
不是根据你做了什么,
it is not according to what you have done,
是根据我要做什么,
but it is according to what I will do.
这个是 我们读圣经里面的一个非常重要的看见,
brothers and sisters, this is a very important vision insight we have when we read the Bible.
不是根据我们要什么,
it is not according to what we want,
是根据神要做什么,
but it is according to what God will do.
所以神在上面就说,
so God says, you did not call upon me. You did not call upon me. I've told you all these things. I told you your relationship with me. Yet you did not call upon me.
那这样,
if that is the case, will God still work?
25节,
verse 25. Even if you only read the sentence, it is enough.
我有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯,
and I, even I, am he that blotteth out your transgression for my own sake and will not remember your sins.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们如果真的体会到神对属他的人的那一些心思,
if we truly come to realize, understand the heart of God toward those who belong to Him,
我们会因着神的信实, 我们没有任何理由,
then, because of God's own faithfulness, there is no reason whatsoever for us to bear any burden at all.
我们赶不上来,
even if we cannot follow on, God will lift us up. But we must give time to God.
许多时候我们看到一些弟兄或者姊妹软弱了,
many a times when we see a brother or sister who is weak,
啊, 我们巴不得神啊,你马上让他释放,
and we say, God, would you deliver them immediately?
但是许多许多时候,
but so many, many times,
神没有立刻让我们所盼望的成为事实,
God did not turn it into fact for what we have hoped for.
但是你一定看到那个结果,
but we will see that end.
神的时间到了,
in God's time,
你会看到神把人挽回的手就非常明显的显出来。
You can see that when God restores man, it will be very evident.
因为神在这里说
Because God says
他为他自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯。
For his own sake, he will remember, blot out your transgressions.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为到了44章啊。
Because in chapter 44,
我们就看到神在那里说了。
We see God says there.
我们今天晚上不说了。
We won't get into it tonight.
但是你特别是看到一件事。
But you see especially.
不是根据人这一方面做了什么。
Not according to man and what man has done.
乃是根据神自己要做什么。
But it is all according to what God will do.
43章就神说我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯。
So in chapter 43, God says, even for my own sake, I will blot out your transgressions.
到了44章的时候，这个话重复一遍的时候，就更强有力了。
In chapter 44, when these words are repeated, it's even that much more stronger.
44章的22节，又是22节。
It is also verse 22 in chapter 44.
我涂抹了你的过犯，向后你消散。我涂抹了你的罪恶，像如薄云灭没。
I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins.
你当归向我, 因我救赎了你。
Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是神在我们身上的定义。
That is the will of God upon us.
但愿我们更多的认识主自己的心意。
May it be that we come to know more of God's heart toward us.
当然，如果我们现在是活在软弱的里面。
Of course, today if we fall in weakness.
我们因着神这样的心思，我们赶快的转回过来。
Because of this heart's desire of God, that will quickly turn and turn to God.
如果我们没有看见神这个心意。
Now, if we do not see this heart's desire of God yet.
我们也得看见。总有那么一天，神伸出手来，要把我们带回归向他。
That we would see one day God will extend forth His hand to bring us back to return to Him.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想许多神的儿女们都经历过这一个事实。
I believe many brothers and sisters have experienced this fact.
我们下一次聚会在。交通四十四章。
Next time when we meet together, we'll share chapter 44.
但是我们从42到44里面能看见神的信实是如何粘在他名下的人的身上，我们就安息了。
But when we're able to see how the faithfulness of God clings on to those who are called under His name, then we are at rest.
我们就不怕我们的前面有多少的困扰和重担。
Then we need not fear how much hardship or burden that may lay ahead of us.
我们只留意我们和神中间的关系，没有人能把它改变。
That we will only focus on our relationship with God, which no one can change.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.